as Reach the lead. Down the outside is Madame Rouge running a real cheeky race. Likewise, Chief Ironside. Rainier is over on the inside. Graf runs home as well. And Tyzone is down the outside with Trekking. Madame Rouge has got the lead. There's a wall chasing. Nicanova's coming through. Tyzone the outside. Madame Rouge, Tyzone, Nicanova, Vega one late as well. Tyzone! I reckon Tyzone, the Tolga Tornado, has got up and won the Stradbroke in photos. Nicanova, Madame Rouge and Vega one all up there.
Well, he's always been a very competitive horse. He's got that whirlwind finish on him, and he was rewarded with a Group 1 victory yesterday. And Toby Edmonds joins us this morning. Congratulations, Toby.
Morning, Warren. Thanks for that. It's great.
Good feeling yesterday, and I suppose racing is a bit different at the moment. You haven't got as many backslappers and high-fivers and hugging people in the mounting yard, but must be very satisfying to get that Group 1 victory on the board.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming, and you know, and a great thrill to win probably our feature Group 1 in Queensland. So, and with a horse like this who has been such a good performer for the stable for a couple of seasons now, and you know, to be able to put a 12-month plan together from last Stradbroke to this one and to pull it off has been a work in progress, but well worth it. You know,
in terms of mapping out that plan and how it was progressing, his form seemed to be heading in the right way going into the race. How did you feel he was in terms of his you know, readiness to be able to run to that level yesterday?
No, well, everything pointed towards him looking for the distance back to Eagle Farm. He was super in the victory stakes there, running hard nicely, only beating a couple of lengths, and with him. You know, getting down on the waist of 52.5 was a big thing for him yesterday. He's not a very big horse, carrying those big weights in weight for age races and the handicap and those lesser handicaps. He has struggled a bit, but we knew once we got him down on the weights and aimed him at that 1400 at Eagle Farm, he'd perform, which he did.
And down in the weights, it's also important to try and marry that up. I suppose your pool of riders that you can choose from shrinks as you get down to that type of weight. How did the engagement of Robbie Fraud come about?
Well, we knew a long way out that he obviously had 52.5. He's very light, he can ride 50 kilos, Robbie, so we knew he'd be nice and strong. Like, he had a decent sized saddle on the horse yesterday, and his comment to me after the victory stakes was that, you know, I'll be good and strong, most of these other jockeys will be wasting and really struggling with the weight. So he said, 52.5 kilos, he said, he's going to be awfully hard to beat, which he was.
In partnership now with your son, Trent, probably would have been good to get one on the board before he joined you in partnership, but rewarding to have a real family connection with such a prestigious race.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, it's a good thing for Trent, his first season, to be able to get a Group 1. We haven't been able to achieve it for 20-odd years or more, so it's good that it's come along for his first season, so that should give him a good platform going forward in the future, and, you know, to do it as a family is great as well.
And the horse himself, Tyzone and Tom Headley and their connections up there, they're such an influence in racing in Queensland in general, but particularly in the north of Queensland. Good to be having that relationship, I suppose, when a horse is good enough that it's likely that it can find its way into your stable to take on the bigger fish.
Yeah, so these type of horses you find from time to time come through Rui Chalemi stable and some of the other trainers from up north, but you know, the other example is Grey Missile, another horse we've got from there. He's a good performer as well, just getting beaten at Gold Market here early in the season. So look, it's great, Rui. Tom's a great supporter of racing countrywide in Australia, also, but more so in the North Queensland, North Cairns area up there. He's props racing up no end, so they would really struggle if he didn't have horse in work. So, you know, he's a good owner and a good guy to deal with, and great to get a Group 1 for him.
Up there this year, great to be able to take out effectively Queensland's biggest race. What can you do in the short term with Tyzone?
I go for a little break now, and then we'll work out a plan where we go. We may even try and stretch him out to a mile this coming spring, maybe. So we'll just see. We'll sit down and work it out during a spell anyway.
Different landscape at the moment, but you've had successful raids in Melbourne in recent years. Have you got any horses that you're tentatively thinking could be spring contenders down here in Melbourne?
Yeah, we're hoping to have a nice little team down there this year. You know, that horse, those horses that run the Jajak and Gesto, both quality horses. The Drinks Can't Run third in the Group 1, and Wisdom of Water ran fifth. He's probably, the distance might have just found him out a bit, but he's a really sharp sprinting type two-year-old. And, you know, there's another few on the way through too that look like they might head that way. So, yeah, we could have a good spring.
It was a different carnival this year, but the quality of the Stradbroke, and in particular the JJ Atkins, looking from afar, seemed to be pretty high. How did you rate that, the overall quality of the JJ Atkins and the winner in particular, Rothfire?
Well, the winner was in a league of his own. The rest of us were all running, you know, they're an even bunch of the rest of them. I didn't think I'd see a performance from Rothfire like that, especially second up at 1400. He's very, very good at Eagle Farm. Struggles, obviously. I don't know how he got beaten at the Gold Coast, but for him to do what he done yesterday was sort of stunning, I suppose. Great effort, great training effort, and he's obviously a very, very good two-year-old.
Heading to Ipswich today with a couple of runners. A tactical move in race 4, a horse that looks to have a bright future. And Just Jesse, probably things could be said similarly in race 6. How do you line up the chances of your two runners at Ipswich today?
Tactical move is an interesting horse. He's a big, gangly thing who just will settle just off him, but he'll find the line strong. He's got a good chance. Just Jessie's got a sticky gait, so she's probably a better gait horse. If she can get a gait, she just settles behind him, but she's drawn awkward today, so hopefully we can get some sort of trail there and finish off. But both good chances in what are competitive races, I think.
Congratulations, Toby, on the Group 1 victory at Tyzone yesterday, and also in partnership with Son Trent. Looking forward to seeing what you can map out for him in the future, but also looking forward to seeing you have another presence in a Melbourne carnival in the spring in the months ahead. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.